Yes, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
And good evening, all music lovers, sports fans, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, all. Bob Gushereau here, your host for the Music of Yesteryears, 7 o'clock on Tuesday evenings at KRVS, 88.7 FM in the Lafayette Lake Charles, Louisiana area. Public radio for South Louisiana and listener-supported radio for Acadiana. And today is, of course, April Fool's Day, and this is no April Fool's show. I want to let you know that I'm going to be playing an old-time radio show album. I found this album recently at an antique shop in Burbridge, Louisiana. On the cover of the album, it says, "The nostalgic voices and sounds of old-time radio, great stars and shows from the golden days of radio entertainment, performances and actual broadcasts," which is what you're going to be hearing, "and excerpts from the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Side one of the two-record album has got "Linger a While" and "In the Twilight" with Rudy Valley. Got Will Rogers talking about different things. It's got "Sweet Georgia Brown" by none other than Bing Crosby. "Little Curly Hair in the High Chair." Eddie Cantor will be doing that for us. And Jimmy Durante with his "Inky Dinky Doo." "Inky Dinky Doo." And "Can Broadway Do Without Me," which is Durante does with Clayton Jackson. And they do a pretty good job on it. Once we do that, we're going to hear some jazz music from the Benny Carter Songbook. Kind of get back to the type music I usually play every Tuesday evening, starting at 7 o'clock. And then we'll hear him with his great combo. Benny Carter, old trumpet guy, turns alto sax early in his career. He's got a wonderful combo. Warren Bonchet, I believe, is with him on some of these numbers, playing his trumpet. We'll have "Day Only Trust Your Heart" with Diane Reeves. "All That Jazz" with Carmen Bradford, and then the "Cow Cow Boogie," which Jenny Carter wrote many, many years ago, and Johnny Hendrix will be doing that, and we may have time for a few more numbers from that album. But we're going to play the first side of record one for the old-time radio program, starting to say, no fooling, April Fool Day show, with Bob Gushereau, your host here at KRVS, and we're going to start out with side one of the old-time record show. And this will be done by studio and staff announcer, and you'll hear applause and all kind of other carrying on that went on many, many years ago if you're old as me and perhaps older or younger as the case may be, you may recall some of these shows. But that'll be side one, and then after we hear Benny Carter and his group, we'll play side two, which will have Harry Hirschfeld, we'll have Kate Kaiser, we'll have Kate Smith, we'll have W.C. Fields, we'll have Al Jolson, and then we'll wind up side two with some Burns and Allen comedy, as they did on radio years ago. But here we go to Old Time Radio, record one, Linger a Little Longer in the Twilight, starting out as the first number with Rudy Vallee. All again on the music of yesteryears.
In its earliest days, the major function of radio was news. News was the warp and woof of life. And through its news broadcasts, radio became the unifying agent that joined all corners of the land. But with this contribution came a bonus, entertainment. A feature bringing more music and humor into American homes than had ever been heard before. From the premiere broadcast in September 1927 of a new American opera by Deems Taylor and Edna St. Vincent Millay to the sounds of popular music played by a modern band that featured the foxtrot and something new called a crooner, America now is hearing more music and loving it. Way down east in the state of Maine, a young saxophonist with dreamy eyes and the look of a college campus about him put his megaphone aside, approached a radio mic, and proved that it was the crooner's best friend. Remember the vagabond lover?
Linger a little longer in the twilight with me. We'll dream our cares away. Somehow in the twilight you are nearer to me, dearer than words can say. With your hand in mine, we'll wander along. I'll sing to you love's old sweet song. So linger a little longer in the twilight with me. We'll dream our cares away.
That's how Rudy Vallee sounded when he was making feminine hearts flutter from coast to coast via the radio around 1934. Meanwhile, an Oklahoma cowboy was making hearts flutter and blood pressure rise in a different way. This rope-twirling graduate of the Ziegfeld Follies, his audience now in the millions thanks to radio, had America's politicians snorting from the sting of his satire. Here's how Will Rogers viewed and skewered some of the Depression relief plans.
Somebody come along with a plan to plow under part of the cotton. And we did, and other nations like Brazil found out where we'd plowed it under, and they come and dug it up, and now they've got more cotton than we had. Somebody had a plan to teach hogs birth control, and now it's a habit with them. Somebody had a plan to plow under every third acre of wheat, and the wind come along and blew out the other 2 acres. It was all a fine plan. It was a fine plan, well carried out. We wanted to raise commodity prices, and now we find there's more people eating than there is raising. And if you get things too high, the guys that eat is going to come and hollering, you know? So plans just don't work. If they're milk and honey to you, they're poison ivy to somebody else. You know? But even if your plan don't work, it ain't any discredit, you know. Our own savior had a plan. In fact, 10 of them. He left them to us, and he knew they'd help us. And we know they'll help us. And he said, love thy neighbors thyself. But I bet there ain't two people in your block that's speaking to each other. We know that all these things, we know them all in our own heart, but I don't know. We just ain't going to do them, that's all. And in our own downright conscience tells us that there's no reason why anybody should have more than you. There ain't nothing wrong with the plan, only just one little defect. Nobody ain't going to share it with you, that's all. I know a lot of tremendously rich people that should share their wealth with me, but they just don't see it my way. Then I know folks that ain't got as much as I have that think I ought to share with them. Well, I just can't hardly see it that way either, you know. That is, even if I can see it that way, I'm not doing it. We take the case, for instance, of, that'd be just like getting J.P. Morgan to split what he had with the Navajos or something, you know? Morgan would say, well, why should I split with the Navajos? I got nothing in common with the Navajos.
But radio had other ways of cheering us up in those days. Among the best, some red-hot jazz singing by an incendiary crooner from the state of Washington via the Paul Whiteman Rhythm Boys, a brash young man by the name of Harry Lillis Crosby, who in 1929 sounded like this as he sang about a popular girl of the day, Sweet Georgia Brown.
No gal mate has got a shade on Sweet Georgia Brown. Two left feet, but oh so neat, has Sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and want to die, Sweet Miss Georgia Brown, and I'll tell you just why. You know that I do not lie, not much. It's been said that she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Since she came, it's a shame how she cools them down. Fellas she can't get, must be fellas that she ain't met. Georgia claimed her, Georgia named her, Sweet Georgia Brown. It's been said that she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Since she came, why, it's a shame how she cools them down. Fellas she can't get, must be fellas that she ain't met. Georgia claimed her, Georgia named her, Sweet Georgia. They call her Sweet Miss Georgia Brown.
That was the swinging side of the radio institution known as Bing Crosby. And do you remember who Bing's faithful announcer was? Ken Carpenter is right. He became a household name, as did many of the men who gave the sponsor his due on our favorite radio shows. The theme in the background right now calls to mind another announcer, Jimmy Wellington, who, beginning in 1931, had the pleasant task of introducing the entertainer who made that theme famous. It's a beautiful melody, reflecting the warm sentiment and gentle humor that always marked an Eddie Cantor show or song.
When you're near, the room seems to brighten. The sun comes streaming through your eyes. You're the reason why they keep writing. all those tender lullabies. There you go, banging with your blocks, pulling off your socks. There you go, trying to make your toes touch your tiny nose. Heaven's close to your chair and my chair. When you smile the way you do, little curly hair in a high chair, my day begins and ends with little curly hair in a high chair. What's your orders for today? Little curly hair in a high chair, king of all that you survey. When you're near, the room seems to brighten. The sun comes streaming through your eyes. You're the reason why they keep brightening, all those tender lullabies. You know you're gonna grow, you'll be so big by and by, and the world will seem so strange. Honey, everything will change. Don't you worry though, we'll meet each change somehow. In fact, you need a change right now. Heaven's close to your chair and my chair. When you smile the way you do, little curly hair in a high chair, my day begins and ends with you.
Always the master showman, Eddie Cantor was also a keen judge of talent. His radio discoveries included Bobby Breen, Deanna Durbin, Park Your Carcass, and remember the phrase the whole country mimicked? How do you do? Burt Gordon, of course. Eddie Cantor's Mad Russian. Yes, in those wonderful days of radio, the Mad Russian had How Do You Do? And, not to be outdone, radio's Mad Italian had Ink-a-dink-a-doo.
Ink-a-dink-a-doo, a-dink-a-dee, a-dink-a-doo. Oh, what a tune, for crooning. Ink-a-dink-a-doo, a-dink-a-dee, a-dink-a-doo. It's got the whole world spooning. Eskimo bells up in Iceland are ringing. They've made their own paradise land singing. Ink, a dink a doo, a dink a dee, a dink a doo simply means ink, a dink a dee, a dink a doo. Ink, a dink a doo, a dink a dee, a dink a doo. Just a crooner, just a crooner. Ink, a dink a doo, a dink a dee, a dink a doo. There's a little bit of Bing Crosby in me. Eskimo bells up in Iceland are ringing. Come on, Jimmy, here comes the finish. Pep it up, hit it. A dink-a-doo, what a voice, what a voice. Simply means ink, a dink-a-doo, a dink-a-dee.
That was Jimmy, the well-dressed man, Schnozzola Durante, whose longevity as a star entertainer may never be challenged. And do you remember that the Schnoz was only one-third of a team that delighted listeners with their own special brand of entertainment?
Say, Jimmy, Jimmy, you look worried. There's something on your mind. I wonder what it is.
Say, I just had an argument with Ziegfeld.
Ziegfeld?
corner Broadway and 43rd.
Some corner?
You know, Ziegfeld said, do you know who I am? I said, do you know who I am?
What happened?
He said, who I am?
Yes.
I said nothing. I was cornered.
Corner? Some corner.
But it makes no difference what I start out to say.
Why not, Jim?
Why, this is what I wish to convey.
What is it, Jimmy?
Now you know darn well I can do it out Broadway.
But
can Broadway do it out me?
No.
Why, Herald Square, Times Square, Columbus Circle, 96th. Say, where am I? I must have passed my station.
Why, he's lost.
They must have found out at Times Square that I passed my destination.
Why?
They sent messengers all over to get me to head a celebration.
I get it.
You know, as I got off the express, some yokel pushes me into a local.
What happened?
The crowd, seeing a mistake, pulled the emergency brake and shouted,
why, there's Jimmy, that well-dressed man.
So you know darn well I can do without Broadway.
But
can Broadway do without me?
No.
Say, fellas, you remember when Eddie Leonard got sick?
Certainly.
I'll never forget the date.
Neither will I.
I'm sitting home when in comes another telegram which read...
What it read?
The only one who can replace Eddie Leonard is you.
You?
I went, and when I went, and how I went.
He's a winter.
Why, the applause was deafening as I started crooning.
It was, yes, sir. That's my baby. No, sir, I don't mean maybe.
No, that's not the song.
What was it, Jimmy boy? What was it?
For I love you, Ida Dean. Kawa.
Ducks.
Why, Leonard gets well, all be thanks me. I'm not home 10 minutes when in comes another telegram which read.
What read?
Jolson topples over. Please take his place. Write your own ticket, Lee and Jake.
Schubert.
Well, I steps out on that stage and on one knee.
One knee.
Not on both knees.
No.
I gazinta. Rock-a-bye, my baby.
Sing it, Jimmy boy.
You know what one of those kind of... One of those kind of sunny boys.
Get on a knee.
He sings on one knee, that Jolson.
Yes, and as I'm brushing off that knee backstage, Schubert says, Jimmy, put in both knees.
And
Jolson goes.
Take it easy, Jimmy boy. Please take it easy.
But being an old NVA man, artis for artis, I know darn well I can do without Broadway.
But
can Broadway do without me?
No.
Hey, can Broadway do without me?
The famous trio of Clayton, Jackson, and Arante, a great knock-em-down, drag-em-out team of song and dance men.
And that about concludes the first record, side one, of Old Time Radio. You heard Linger a Little Longer in the Twilight with Rudy Valley. You heard Will Rogers. You heard Bing Crosby sing Sweet Georgia Brown. You heard Little Curly Hair in a High Chair with Eddie Cantor. With Inka Dinka Doo, you so heard that with Jimmy Durante. And with Clayton Jackson and Durante, you heard Can Broadway Do Without Me. The first side of record one of Old Time Radio, excerpts from the 20s, 30s, and 40s on the April Fool's Show here on KRVS with Bob Gushrow, your host for the music of yesteryears. A little different format for the program this evening, and we're going to get into the traditional type music that I play from my library. This is something I recorded off a CD, I believe. It's a Benny Carter songbook, and it's going to be, I think, three numbers that we're going to play now, and then we'll play the other side of record number one of Old Time Radio at the conclusion of these three numbers. But this is Benny Carter, old performing artist, old trumpet player turned sax, alto sax guy, and plays a beautiful horn with his combo, which features Warren Vaushee, I believe, in some of the numbers. Only Trust Your Heart will be the first number, a little Latin rhythm with Diane Reeves on the vocal. The second number will be All That Jazz by Carmen Bradford and Kenny Romanica. And then we're going to hear Cow Cow Boogie by John Hendricks. He's going to sing it with the Benny Carter songbook combo. And, of course, Carter wrote that number many, many years ago, and a lot of people recorded it. Cow Cow Boogie was a popular number, and we had it by Freddie Slack and L.M.E. Morris, and danced to that at the Teenage Club here in Lafayette back in the 40s. But again, going to hear some Benny Carter traditional type music for our show, The Music of Yesteryears with Bob Gushrow here at KRVS 88.7 FM in the Lafayette Lake Charles, Louisiana area. We'll start out now and dial it up. And from a tape that I recorded off of a CD, Benny Carter songbook, We're going to start out with Only Trust Your Heart, Diane Reeves and the Benny Carter Combo. Again, all on the music of yesteryear.
The skies are all
Diane Reeves, Benny Carter, and his company. Only Trust Your Heart on the Music of Yesterday. Next number we hear is All That Jazz with Carmen Bradford. Bob Gushua, your host here at KRBS, 88.7 FM, and Lafayette Lake Charles, Louisiana area. Next, All That Jazz on the Music of Yesteryears. On the Radio of Yesteryears, April's Fool Show. All That Jazz, Carmen Bradford.
Can I?
Jimmy Carter. There's a group, Carmen Bradford. Here's Cow Cow Boogie on the music of yesteryears with John Hendricks on the vocal.
Out on the plains, down this Santa Fe, I met a cowboy riding the range one day as he jogged along. I heard him singing a most peculiar cowboy song. It was a ditty he learned in Bop City. I come at the ya-ya, yeah, I come at the hip-ya, yeah. Get along, get hip, little dog, you get along. Better be on your way, get along. Get hip, little doggy, and he trucked him on down the old fairway, singing the cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come at the tie-ye, come at the tip-ti-ye, singing a cowboy song. He's just too much. He never knocked out Western Texas with a Harlem cut. He was raised on loco weed. He's what's called swing half free, singing the cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come at the hi-yi, come at the tip-titty-yi, look out! Come on, yippee, 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 yippee,
but I'm ready to keep up. Do twit, do that. Get along, little doggy. Chababa do with me, do do. What's a doggy? Never would be do 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 do. Is that a canine? No, that's a bovine. You another one. Chababa do with me, do with me, do.
And that's going to just fade on out. That's the Cow Cow Boogie, Benny Carter and his group on the Music of Yesteryears. Now we're going to play the second side of the album one, record one. We're going to hear Harry Hirschfeld. We're going to hear Thinking of You with Kate Kaiser. We're going to hear When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain with Kate Smith. W.C. Fields will have some commentary. Then Rockabye Your Baby with a Dixie Melody with none other than Al Jolson. And I think we'll have time for a little bit of George Burns and Gracie Allen commentary, but this is the old time radio, and it's a part of the April Fool's Day show here on KRVS with Bob Gushrow and Music of Yesteryears. Here we go with side two of record one on old time radio on the music and radio of years gone by. La musique des années passées.
Not all of radio's entertainers were of the Rock'em Sock'em school. Long before somebody coined the phrase low-pressure comedian, radio had its easy-going, down-to-earth humorists who knew how to bide their time on the way to a punchline. Master storytellers like Harry Hirschfeld.
In this topsy whirl of ours and this running around and rushing into one another, you know, a kid in an airplane, and he's running up and down the aisle of the airplane, and he's knocking the food out of the hands of the stewardess, and he's taking the pills away from the passengers, and he's knocking the seat. He's a nuisance running up and down the aisle. Finally, the stewardess grabs a hold of this kid and says, "Do me a favor, play outside." You know that in all the years I've delved in humor, ladies and gentlemen, you won't believe how few stories there are complimentary to women. All women laugh at stories about themselves, but they always think maybe it's the other woman, not her. But I've got a story that'll make the men hang their heads in shame because this is complimentary to women. Fellow got married, and after a few months, his wife passed on. And he married for the second time. And he said to the second wife, "You can change the house to suit yourself. But I have a nostalgic feeling for my first wife. Up in the closet, she has her hat. Please don't disturb it." So she promised not to. Well, the second wife passed on, and he married for the third time. And he said to the third wife, "You can change the house to suit yourself. But I have a very sentimental feeling for my first two wives. Their hats are up in the closet. Please don't disturb it." She said, "I won't, but I'll tell you this. The next hat that goes up there will be a derby."
Radio made America laugh and helped pass the slow-moving days of recovery from the world's worst depression. Another way America passed the time was listening to radio quiz shows, the most popular of the day being a musical quiz called the College of Musical Knowledge, featuring a host of talented performers like Ginny Sims, Harry Babbitt, and Ishka Bibble, and presided over by an immensely popular personality who introduced the Kay Kaiser theme song like this.
Here's our theme song, Thinking of You. A beautiful thought, beautifully expressed by Harry Babbitt.
I've grown so lonesome thinking of you, thinking of you. Thinking of you.
Back in the 1940s, when you spoke of the old professor, you meant Kay Kaiser, not Casey Stengel. Kay Kaiser was a product of the musical South that gave radio some of its top personalities. People like Phil Harris, Judy Canova, Bob Bazooka Burns, and the songbird of the South, America's musical sweetheart whose clear, warm voice was the voice of radio from 1932 through most of its golden years, the truly inimitable Kate Smith.
When the moon comes over the mountain, every beam brings a dream here of you. Once again we'll stroll near the mountain, that rose-covered valley we knew. Each day is gray and dreary, but the night is bright and cheery. When the moon comes over the mountain, I'm alone with my memories of you.
South was justly proud of her songbird, Kate Smith. Of course, pride knows no geographical bounds, and the city of brotherly love had its reason to be proud of one of radio's brightest stars. Another graduate of the Ziegfeld Follies, this funny Philadelphian became the symbol of the sharp-witted inebriate. Only W.C. Fields could make a temperance lecture palatable in the days of Prohibition.
Professor, please. I would like to speak a few words on temperance. That's fine. Keep it down there. Ladies and gentlemen, down with rum. Ever since the beginning of time, there has been a drink problem. Quite a problem. Even a greater problem now. So scarce. Throughout the Middle Ages, the use of liquor was universal, and drunkenness was so common, it was unnoticed. They called it the Middle Ages, because no one was able to walk home unless they were between two other fellows. I was usually the middle guy. But through the years, enlightenment came, and with it, the control of spiritus fermenti. And controlling spiritus fermenti is tougher than tying a hair ribbon on a bolt of lightning. That's a good simile. Now, before I go any further, please do not labor under the misconception that I always have been a teetotaler. No. In my younger days, I was prone to take a nip. I chortle now at the former weakness in my otherwise strong character. But how well I remember my first encounter with a devil's brew. Devil's brew. I happened to stumble across a case of bourbon, and I went right on stumbling for several days thereafter.
Radio's comedians made America laugh, but one entertainer more than any other made America sing. He was vaudeville's greatest minstrel man, dynamic Al Jolson, who, thanks to the magic of radio, was heard by millions who took him to their hearts when he sang of the South he knew so well.
Mammy mine, your little rolling stone that rolled away, strolled away. Mammy mine, your little rolling stone is home today, there to stay. I want to see your smiling face, smile a welcome smile. I want to feel your fond embrace. Listen, Mammy mine, rock-a-bye your baby with a Dixie melody. When you croon a tune from that heart of Dixie, just hang that cradle, Mammy mine, right on that Mason-Dixon line, and swing it from Virginia to Tennessee with all of the soul that's in ya. Weep no more, weep no more, my lady. Mammy, sing it again for me. An old black show, just as though you had me on your knee. A million baby kisses I'll deliver if you will only sing that Swanee River. Rock-a-bye, your rock-a-bye baby with a Dixie melody. Rock-a-bye, rock your little baby with a Dixie melody. When you croon a little tune from the heart of Dixie, just hang that cradle, Mammy mine, right on that Mason-Dixon line, and swing it from Virginia to Tennessee with all the soul that's in ya. Mammy, Mammy, listen what they're playing. They're playing Weep No More, My Lady. Sing it again for me. And you remember old Black Joe? Lord love you, Mammy. You sang when I was on your knee. A million baby kisses I'll deliver. Mammy, sing the Swanee River. Rock-a-bye, your rock-a-bye baby with a Dixie melody.
There's an old show business adage that says, always leave 'em laughing, and radio did just that. That's a tune George Gershwin wrote in those bygone days. It's called They All Laughed. And as Americans began to see the end of the Depression in sight, they wanted to laugh longer and louder. So radio gave them two more good reasons to do so. And they laughed from the 1930s into the 1960s at the incomparable George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Well, Gracie, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody. What do I do now?
Well, just make something up, you know.
Oh, all right. I'll make up a riddle. I'll give you three chances, and if you can't guess it, you win.
If I can't guess it, I win? Well, what happens if I guess it?
Well, then it's a tie.
It's a tie?
Now, what's the difference?
Just a minute, Gracie. This one is on me. A fellow was in a restaurant. He ordered spinach, mashed potatoes, and cheesecake. How did I know that he was a soldier?
Is that the one where the fella had on a uniform? Yeah, that's very good, George. Tell us.
What I'd like to know is, how do I allow myself to get mixed up into these things?
Oh, that's very funny. Now, I'll make one up. Not only can I make up riddles, George, I can also tell you what you're thinking about. I'm a mind reader.
Listen, Gracie, is there anything that phases you?
I don't think so.
No.
All right, now, think of something.
Well, all right, I'm thinking.
Is it green?
Is what green?
Does it hang from the ceiling and whistle?
Does what hang from the ceiling and whistle?
Does it run along the floor and sing?
Listen.
Does it climb up buildings and swim?
Just a minute. I thought you said that you could read my mind.
Well, George, how can I read your mind if you keep on asking me all those silly questions?
I'm asking... Listen, let's talk about something else. Well, Gracie, I'm sorry to hear about your missing brother.
Oh, that's too bad, George, because my brother's missing, too.
The only difference between you and me is that I have the power of mind over matter, and you have no mind, and it doesn't seem to matter.
Oh, I bet you tell that to all the girls.
Never mind. I still would like to know, how is your brother?
My brother? Oh, well, I think they ought to open up all the prisons. It would help prosperity.
Wait a minute. That's the wrong answer.
No, that's the right answer, but you asked the wrong question.
They tell us radio as we knew it is dead, but this isn't entirely true. It is gone, all right, but it isn't dead. Any more than our first teenage romance is dead, or our high school prom. Like them, radio lives on in our minds and hearts. Radio then was a part of our way of life. It left its mark on our national taste, our speech and customs. Radio's golden years will always be with us, because part of our national heritage was formed when radio was king.
That about concludes this first record, and I hope that you enjoyed old-time radio. We'll get into our closing theme now. Bob Gushereau here, your host for the Music of Yesteryears, a little different April's Fool Day show for you this evening, playing some old-time radio from back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s with the people that we mentioned previously. I hope you enjoyed it. Perhaps we'll play the second record, side one and two, at a later date. But our closing theme is Too Little Time, which is always the case with a 59-minute radio show. We salute our veterans each week, thank them for their time and service, protecting our freedoms to this very day, and also all the volunteers at the hospital and nursing homes throughout our area, as well as those volunteers at the Miles Barrett Cancer Center and the people that work with the Autism Society of Louisiana. Hope that you're having a good week, getting acclimated to our new springtime weather, springtime season. And I hope that you'll be with me next Tuesday at 7 for the Music of Yesteryears. Bob Gushereau, hoping that you'll have a very pleasant evening, and may God bless you all. Our closing theme, Too Little Time, Glenn Miller's Orchestra.
I'm Lee Kleinpeter, swinging it on a Friday night for KRBS's Big Band Swings. Plus, at no extra charge, we'll sway you with nice, slow ballads. It's a cornucopia of nostalgic sounds. Friday nights, 7 until 9. Plus, climb on board the Big Band Swings Express Wednesday night at 9 for a special one-hour repeat. All on public radio for Acadiana, KRBS in Lafayette Lake Charles. And you can stream our audio at krbs.org. Love to have you along for the Big Band Swings and other things. Wing ding.
Visit the KRVS website for programming information, live streaming audio, podcasts of locally produced programming, and world news from NPR Digital. It's all at krvs.org. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.